and since we're speaking of victories, that's the V sign is definitely coming out of General Motors and out of policymakers in Washington. We've got Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times, with us. Louise, definitely the biggest IPO in U.S. history, and possibly the biggest IPO in history, depending on whether they end up selling these extra 53 million shares or so, right?
That's right. It was a huge IPO, Celeste. You know, there it's going to be, looks like it's going to be over $20 billion. The new GM, which will be trading starting today under its old stock ticker before it was taken off the market.
To make it more confusing.
All right. GM, it's back.
Right. All right. So either way, whether it becomes, whether they sell the extra shares and it's the largest IPO in history or not, that still makes the United States government a minority shareholder in the company, right?
That's right. So we did own 60% of GM after we, the taxpayers, gave the auto company $50 billion during the auto bailout. Now we're going down to either 36% or 33%, and it just depends whether this is oversubscribed or not, whether there's investors who have more interest than we expect, and we'll find that out over the next couple weeks.
And tell me about this new company. Wow, they make cars, right?
Whoa. Very original, very high-tech. Yeah. Now, the new company, you know, what's happened over the last year and a half is that they've cut a lot of cost. GM is now profitable again. They've gotten rid of a lot of old parts, and so now it's a streamlined version of the old GM.
In fact, as far as I understand, if the fourth quarter of this year is profitable, it'll be the first time since like 2004 that GM has been profitable for an entire year. I mean, that's pre-financial meltdown.
Well, you know, Celeste, if someone came into your house and your household budget and, you know, got some of your creditors to forgive some of your debt or lower your debt and got rid of a bunch of your obligations.
Made it so I had to pay my employees less.
Right, pay your employees less. It would help you also look a lot better, right? And that's what's happened here. The government went in and with the force and might of the government made a lot of parties, including Wall Street banks, take some concessions that helped the automaker pull out of this.
Including union pensioners as well.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, we now have these complaints from retirees of GM saying we gave up our stock at a loss when the bankruptcy went through. And now there's restrictions on this stock where the general U.S. public, for the most part, can't invest in GM shares. And while we're seeing a lot of Chinese investors coming in and purchasing a large portion of General Motors stock. I mean, it's a convoluted story.
That's right. But once it starts trading on the market, it becomes a free for all for anyone.
Right.
You know, of course, the question I always think about when we talk about bailouts is, are we the taxpayers? Are we going to make a gain or a loss on our investment? And right now, we don't know yet because we're getting, almost $20 billion out here. But we gave them $50 billion. So I did a little math last night, and it looks like when we sell the rest of our shares, which they're saying they'll do over 2.5 years, they've got to sell it for north of $50 or somewhere in that range per share. So
To make a profit.
So it's trading now at 33. So this company's got to do well. Investors have got to stay interested for us to make a profit, or we may still take some sort of loss here.
If it goes the way of Ford stock, though, and increases the way that Ford has, that's actually not an unlikely scenario.
Ford stock has been on its hair, but I just don't know how much of that enthusiasm is already built into this $33 price because, they were going to price this at first at $26 a few days ago. So they've already moved it up, in response to that.
So does this mean Tim Geithner at the Treasury Department is going to be watching Jim Cramer every night on CNBC to figure out when to unload the stock?
They do have people there who are paying attention to that. And they got to pay attention to that on other investments like AIG. So that's it's a tricky question for them, when to sell.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times. Louise, do you use the word okay a lot? I mean, would you guess on a daily basis?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's funny. There's people who every sentence say, I'm going to do this. Okay. Okay.
It becomes a tick.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be talking more about the word okay. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you have some interpretations of the word.